This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence strongly criticized European allies Saturday for their stance on Iran and Venezuela in a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. He told delegates it was time for them to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Time has come for our European partners to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against this murderous revolutionary regime. The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region.
Pence came after German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave a spirited speech defending Europe's decision to stand by the Iran nuclear deal and a multilateral approach to global affairs. Pence also called on the EU to recognize Venezuelan National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of the country. The United States has recognized Guaido as president and demanded that socialist president Nicolas Maduro step down. A U.S. military transport plane carrying humanitarian aid meant for Venezuelans landed in the Colombian border city on Saturday, where food and medicine is being stored amidst uncertainty over how and where aid will be distributed. The administrator, Mark Green, said the shipment is the latest arrival of large-scale U.S. and international aid for Venezuelans.
To be very clear, this is not the first shipment, nor will it be the last shipment, not only from the United States, but we know that many other countries are joining as well.
Many Venezuelans have scant access to food and medicine since opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself interim president in defiance of socialist president Nicolas Maduro. Guaido has said aid will enter Venezuela on February 23rd, but it is not clear whether Maduro will allow the supplies to cross there. This is VOA News. A Russian court has ordered Michael Calvi, the founder of Moscow-based private equity firm Baring Vostok Capital Partners and one of the country's longest-standing and most prominent American investors, to be held in custody for nearly 2 months on charges of embezzlement. The Moscow court judge ordered Calvi held custody until at least April 13th, arguing that the seriousness of criminal charges makes him a flight risk. His lawyer said the investor maintains his innocence and will appeal. Four other defendants in the case have been ordered to remain in pretrial custody for 2 months. A spokeswoman for the Moscow District Court on Friday announced that Calvi had been detained along with other members on the firm on suspicion of stealing $37.5 million. Life in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, and its suburbs slowly began to return to normal Saturday. Public transportation was up and running after protest leaders announced a reprieve, but some neighborhoods remain blocked due to leftover makeshift barricades. Banks, supermarkets, and stores were open for business, and residents were out on the streets, according to VOA Creole's reporters. People had lined up to buy water in Port-au-Prince neighborhood Saturday morning. Protest leaders, however, say that they will be back in the streets on Sunday to continue pressuring the president to resign. Theodore McCarrick, the first American cardinal accused of sexual abuse, is no longer a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The 88-year-old McCarrick is the highest-ranking Catholic churchman to be laicized. The defrocking means the once powerful Archbishop of Washington, who also worked in other dioceses and now lives in Kansas, can no longer celebrate Mass or other sacraments. In a 2004 interview on NBC's Meet the Press, McCarrick was asked if he believes there's a special place in hell for priests who abuse.
There is certainly a special terrible judgment on someone who would abuse the trust that a priest must have, that a priest does have.
Ann Barrett Doyle of bishopaccountability.org says while McCarrick's defrocking is significant, most abusive bishops have escaped, and Pope Francis needs to laicize those bishops immediately. I'm Julie Walker.
The last defenders of the Islamic State terror group's self-proclaimed caliphate are surrounded in a small neighborhood in the eastern Syrian village of Baghouz, facing imminent defeat, according to a commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. That assessment follows days of slow and difficult fighting as IS clings to an ever-shrinking sliver of land there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.